summer edition of the Nerd Watch. Well, it's kind of midsummer edition because I wanted to tell you guys first, next week I'm thinking about we should do like a top five best movies of the summer next week, but we'll get to that later. First off, We are here in Maui Comics and Collectibles under the master tutelage of the one and only Alika.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Tutelage.
We're here.
It's because we're watching these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. I'm thinking that Alika's Splinter or something. It's the weirdest thing. Of course, we're joined by the one and only Foreman in the house. Also, Gannon is in the house tonight as well. And Silent Sean is in the house, too. He's here kicking it with us as well. And a good buddy of mine from back in the radio days is here as well. He is also a nerd, and he is also
here.
He's here, and he's also but he's also leaving. He's also leaving the island. So I'm glad he's going to be on our show. Scotty D is in the house as well tonight. So Scotty D, thanks for joining us, sir.
Yep.
Thanks for inviting yourself to the show. We appreciate
sure
it.
Appreciates being labeled
you
as a
told
nerd.
Me to come.
Oh, did I tell you to come? Oh yeah, I did. So, gentlemen, how was everybody's week so far? Gannon, I'll start with you because we haven't seen you in a while. How's everything
I've
going?
Been MIA, right?
Yeah, you've been MIA a bit.
I have not been doing anything on the nerdy end of things for like the last 5 days.
Wow! Holy cow!
Just
how
been busy.
Do you live?
I know, right? I've just been transitioning from one job to the next. As we all know, I had shows going on the last 3 weeks.
Minority shows.
So, yeah, everything's calming down now, and I have nothing on the books to do anything else, so now I can just kind of cool out and chill. I haven't even gotten to see that horrible Fantastic Four movie yet.
Well, listen, save your money. do that, and don't bother.
Don't but listen to them. I bet you it's amazing.
I'm a firm believer of, like, once you set the bar really, really, really low,
yeah,
it's only up from there.
It's got to be. This is the lowest of the low. The fact that I would rather watch and reminisce over the Fantastic Four from 2005 makes me tell you that, should tell you, that this Fantastic Four is horrendous.
See, we thought it was going to be Ant-Man, but it was Fantastic Four. That's the women's match.
That's what it is.
It's the lull before it comes back up.
That's very true.
I still feel like the Corman movie nailed the look of the Thing better than any of the other movies so far.
I agree.
Cheap as it looked, it still looked kind of like what the Thing should look like.
Yeah. It's on YouTube, by the way, if you ever want to look at Roger Corman's old 1991, I think.
There's actually documentaries coming out for that, too.
I can't wait
to see
that.
It's called Doomed, if I'm not mistaken.
So listen, again, and before we get into all the nerdy stuff we're going to talk about today.
I didn't title the movie, guys.
That's awesome. is it okay that I say that even though your week has been hectic, your week was pretty cool?
Yeah,
Because not only did you play several shows, but you were also, your show was also halted by the cops, which makes it even super cool. Because
for our kind of band,
yeah,
if the cops don't eventually show up, then we're not doing anything right.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, obviously, when you get shut down, you get that thing. That means you're doing your job.
Means we're doing a good job of what we're doing.
That
absolutely
is awesome. That is awesome.
But, I mean, you know, when the cops came shut down, they were cool about it. They could have been a lot more uncool about it because there's a bunch of underage kids that were drinking, but we didn't serve them, folks. I'm just putting that out there now.
The Nerd Watch neither condones nor enforces any kind of underage drinking. Just oh, the LC's in the house. Sorry, I totally forgot to. Anyway, I'm glad that your shows were successful. You'll be having some in the future. I'm taking it.
Maybe the end of September. We're kind of taking some time off and having a break because one of us leaves for California for a couple of weeks. After that, I'll be leaving a week and a half after that for Amazing Con.
Right.
And, so we're kind of just kind of hanging back. We're not pushing ourselves too much to do another one right now.
Oh, cool.
Taking our time.
Good. Now, Format, what about you, sir? What have you been up to?
Hearthstone, the Fantastic Four review, and making 3D cards out of trading cards.
Now, let's start with the first one you said, Hearthstone.
Yes.
You are quite the what's the word?
Nerd.
Not nerd. No, the word I think I was looking for was what do they call those people that are they're geniuses at it? You're like
autistic?
Not autistic. Once again, not the word I was looking for, but okay. How's it going with Hearthstone?
It's going all right. I'm less than 50 wins to gold mage hero.
Wow.
other than that, I'm trying to also help you unlock stuff.
Yes, you are.
I
am horrible at it. I appreciate it, by the way. I don't know if you saw Gannon on the Nerdwatch page. I just posted a story about Hearthstone, so it's interesting that he brings it up. Because now Hearthstone is probably the most lucrative digital trading card game on the market. It is making money hand over fist at this point. So it's like in the 20 million plus range. So it's making some serious cash. Are you a digital card game guy?
No, sir.
Not at all? Is that too...
I don't even know how to play poker.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You throw a deck of cards at me of any kind, I'm like, what is that all about?
Right, I got you. I got you. So now, moving from Hearthstone, how is your Fantastic Four review coming?
I don't know how to end it because I keep... Well, as you know, whenever I do a review, it's always the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much bad that I can't get out of the review. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to... I'm at the point where I just want to write, oh, this is so terrible, and then just end. Just, that's we're done.
Wow. I think you just challenge yourself to write two bad things and one good thing.
Now, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Two and one? I mean, that...
Well, you only have then three things to say?
I'm at 11 bad things and one good thing right
now. Wow.
It's over.
It's quite uneven. Quite uneven. Now, you've taken up a bit of an art project in your spare time.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? Because you posted it on Facebook. It looks pretty cool.
It's trading cards, you know, like Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
And I've just been taking multiple copies of the same card and stacking them scrapbook style. And it turns them into like a 3D art piece.
Cool. So what prompted you to do that?
A friend of mine actually did it with, like, old Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but he would take, like, a whole bunch of, like, I'd say anywhere between 10 to 15 cards to do the pieces he was doing. They would look, like, really detailed,
right.
But there was just so much work because you got to wait for layers of glue to dry. So I kind of found a shortcut and was able to do the same effect, get the same... look, with using only four cards, and I can pump out like maybe two or three pieces, like in one sitting.
They look really cool. I wouldn't mind having one as a piece in the house or hanging on a wall because it looked really awesome. So I really like them when I seen. You can check them out. Please post them on the Nerdwatch, by the way.
Yeah, I will.
If when you're done, well, of course, when you finally get the masterpiece done. Scotty D.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're on the show because you are leaving the island of Maui, sadly. Or not sadly. Well, however you feel about Scotty D, who knows?
Sadly for us, maybe not for him.
Hey, listen, one less Howley, who cares?
Right?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I complained about sugar cane. I took the advice of everyone for me to leave, so I'm going.
Good for you. Way to take a stand, right? Sir. Way to take a stand. What a guy.
You know, I listen to the population.
Wow, that's very good. Good for you. I'm glad to hear it. So, Scotty D, how's your week been, sir? Anything exciting happening?
I just came back from Vegas.
Vegas? How was Vegas?
It's Vegas.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Vegas is Vegas. That's where you're going to, by the way. Wow.
I was actually sad to come home because the day after I left, it was Oz Motley opening for Primus.
Ooh, I love Oz Motley, and I love Primus.
I had to leave.
Wow, that's insane. Where were they playing? At a club or at a concert hall? Where were they playing?
At a concert place.
I was just making sure. Sometimes, you know, in Vegas, you play at those clubs, and then, you know.
Sure.
At least Miley Cyrus does. I don't know. I'm just checking.
Is that when she pretends to be a DJ?
Yeah, that's when she pretends to be a DJ. Exactly. Anything nerdy? Did you watch Fantastic Four?
Nope. I wanted to wait for you guys, and then you guys went without me.
Okay. Well, since we're all here...
You know, I love being your devil's advocate.
That's true.
So
let's,
I could have been all, yeah, it was the best show ever!
Okay, let's, format, since we're here, and Silent Sean, he can chime in as well, if he wants to.
Sean did get to see it.
Yes, he did. He saw it with us. Gannon, you did not see it.
No.
Can I tell you that you dodged a bullet? without a doubt. It is one of the worst movies of the year.
Would it only make like $28 million or something?
It was one of the. It's one of the worst acted films of the year.
With that talent in there,
it was bad. It was bad. Let me. Do you mind, or are you going to watch it?
Well, I'm going to see one with the other. But I don't care.
Can I tell you the catalyst for them getting into the other dimension? They decide to get drunk.
What?
And decide they're going to. They're going to rebel against the machine, and they're going to go in the machine themselves. And
that's so not how the trailer set it up.
Right.
You mean so, that father figure right. up there?
So Reed Richards and Victor Von Doom, and they're over there up in the thing, drinking and having a good time. And they find out that they're not going to be the ones that test it. It's going to be NASA that tests it. But instead, they decide to hijack it after a bout of drinking in the evening. So essentially, they end up on the other dimension, tanked, which is not good at all, and that bummed me out.
What a horrible origin story for superheroes!
Horrible,
especially absolutely Reed Richards drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Right away, right off the top of the bat.
That'd be like you drinking,
and you know me
without the intelligence.
Exactly. Minus all the smart intelligence Reed Richards got.
And Doom would be, you know, so dignified to never.
You would assume
to
so.
Make a scientific decision based on oh, let's just get wasted first.
But he was the one that actually pulled the flask.
Yes, he was. Like,
I need a drink.
Yeah.
Now, I gotta ask, he had a different name when they shot the film.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently did reshoots to change the name back.
Yes, correct. They did.
Is that very stilted in the dialogue? Like, weird
no,
cuts?
No, there is this one scene where they bust out the folder with his name on it. He goes, your name is Victor Von Doom.
Right.
So it's very stilted, right? Yeah. Like the dialogue's not very smooth.
But here's the problem, is that this movie is missing a whole second act. It goes from the first act all the way to the third act. There's nothing to build towards to third act.
Much like Stallone's Rambo.
Kind of. Let's put it this way. I've had time to marinate on my anger on the last Fantastic Four podcast. This is a movie that should be seen at Gitmo. Okay? This is a movie that'll get terrorists to talk. Okay? That's how bad Fantastic Four is. It is so bad.
But the terrorists won't say anything. Oh. They'll just be, this movie's terrible.
It's so bad that the director bashed it himself.
Well, here's the thing. I not even a Josh Trank fan should see this, because there is nothing in here that resembles, barely resembles Josh Trank's work. It's just horrendous.
Well, you had to feel bad for the guy, because it's his second film, but it's a big studio film, and he didn't have a track record where he'd get away with whatever he wanted to do.
Yep.
So, depends on which line of it you fall on, whether or not it's the studio that stepped all over it, or whether or not he really thought a lot of that stuff was going to play. At the end of the day, it's a studio film, so they're not going to put anything out there that they don't want out there.
Let me tell
they're
you
not
something.
Not really care whether or not he had any genius from Chronicle or not.
It seems to me as if somebody else decided to edit this thing, because if there's one thing that's worse than anything about this movie, is that there's no sense of any kind of enjoyment. It is so depressing. So depressing.
It really is.
It's depressing. Everybody's bummed out about their powers. Everybody through the entire film, with the exception of the Human Torch, he's the shining torch in a light of darkness.
Wow.
As it were. But he's not even that enjoyable to watch, because he's just so. It's like they're all resentful of what happened, and it's a they take you, and Alika, you can attest to this. They take you from when they get their powers to 1 year later. They're still all pissed off.
They actually flash the screen that says 1 year later.
1 year later, and they're still ticked about having these powers, especially Sue Storm, who, by the way, gets her powers on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't go through the vortex.
Yes.
The power sucked through the vortex and hit her at the control panel.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, there was an explosion.
Yes.
This is the better part of the movie, when they show the footage of the thing doing his military operations.
Yes.
And just, you know, running crazy on other people's
militaries. That's the movie I wanted to see!
Yeah. But it was shown as grainy found footage.
It was horrendous. By the way, the trailer had footage in it that was cut from the film. Tons of it cut from the movie. Matter of fact, I was reading that the action sequences were being cut like 3 days before release of the film. So there were three separate action scenes that were cut 3 days before it was actually supposed to premiere, which was amazing. I was like, what the heck is going on? So, that's what took so long for the negotiation process for the theaters. It wasn't the theater problem. It was the movie problem. So, if you feel on a day that you would like to be, I don't know,
shot in the leg.
Or, I don't know, punched in the face. Just, you know, just sit there, don't defend yourself, and just have somebody punch you right in the face, watch Fantastic Four.
Let's do like exactly they did. Me and you can go. We'll right. bring a flask.
Yeah.
And every time they drink, we'll drink.
You then should make a game out of it. But Alika did leave it to Alika to find something good in Fantastic Four.
Like Anna said, you set the bar low, nothing's going to disappoint you. And so I was able to appreciate it for what it was. There was some imagery in there that caught me, like in the negative zone on the planet Zero or whatever they wanted to call it.
Zero. That's the name of the planet. Zero.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Is that where the penal colonies are?
Yeah. By the way, by the time you get to the ending, you really don't give a crap what Doom is doing to Earth because there's no stakes. There's like zero stakes.
Yeah. Like at the end, you see the crater and you're like, who cares?
Okay, who gives a rip? Who cares? No one cares. There's no stakes.
Even though you know there's all kinds of dead people in there.
Right. Oh, and then here's what they did at the very end of the film. What they did at the very end of the film is exactly what the Avengers Age of Ultron did with whole not saying your name but trying to say the name of the group.
But it was so awkward.
It was completely awkward.
Oh, were they still not calling?
No, the thing said this is fantastic.
Right.
And then Rita's like, wait a minute.
Right.
Hey. What is that word you said?
Yeah. It's horrible.
Even the other movies weren't that dumb.
Oh, God.
I mean, they were dumb, but they didn't go that dumb.
And Reed Richards, it wasn't like he wasn't even smart. It felt like he was just this... He just was this...
incidental savant or something. Exactly,
a savant. That was the word I was looking for earlier. You're a Hearthstone savant. That's what I was looking for.
Right, whatever.
Not autistic. but
I
no.
said artistic.
Oh, But it was unfortunately Fox literally destroyed Marvel's first family, did without a doubt. It is horrendous, absolutely horrendous. Oh, so
now Marvel can buy it back from Fox pretty cheap.
Oh no! Fox is doubling down because from what I understand, Fox is going to do a sequel
to a bomb of a movie.
Yes.
Well, the first Fantastic Four was horrible, and Silver Surfer was a little better.
Maybe this one
will be a little better.
No, here's what you're missing, and I say
this. Can it go backwards?
I'm going to tell you something right now. The last two, Fantastic Four and Agent Silver Surfer, are amazingly fun comic book movies compared to what we got a week ago.
Except for Spanish Shoe Storm.
I mean, it doesn't sound like they nailed Doom in either movie either.
Right, right. But,
but at least Doom had the mask.
At least Doom was respected a bit.
He had a green cape and the mask.
Is that really Doom that you see in the trailer?
Yes! He's wearing
the
no
rock
mask.
Face with green veins.
No, that's him. That's his biology.
And for some reason, he's stuck on Planet Zero and in this interdimension where there is absolutely nothing but the energy which is within the planet.
Yeah, him and the energy are friends now.
Yeah, they're friends. But not only that, in this wasteland of energy, he happens to find a cloak, which makes no sense.
He skinned a snarlax.
Over his head.
No, there's your plot twist for the sequel.
I guess
who had that cloak?
Who had the cloak? Apparently so. This movie is a one-star piece of fantastic garbage.
Thanos gave him a cloak.
Yeah, it's a fantastic plot for sure. So, Gannon, I think you should watch it just so that you can relish in some of the pain that we're feeling, so you can take some of that on.
I will go see it, regardless.
and then be angry about it.
Well, that's what I said. Is they could have just called the villain something else and not Doom.
Yep.
And maybe it would have been a little more acceptable.
This movie, I said this on the Nerdwatch Spoilers podcast. If you haven't heard it, Gannon. I said this movie is an hour and about 35-40 minutes, and it feels longer than Avengers Age of Ultron. That's how bad it is. So, it's bad. Anyway.
Which is good, if you think about it. If you like long, crappy movies.
Yeah. If you like horribly long, crappy movies.
See, but like, if I go take my kids to it.
Oh, they'll hate it. They'll hate it.
They don't get their powers until later, and... Yeah. It takes a very long time.
Is it just monologues for like the first hour?
Well, first you have like a half an hour of the Little Rascals featuring the Fantastic Four.
So the first half you're in the back for the first half of the film you're in a Baxter building.
Okay.
And the second half of the film you're in a military base. And that's it. There's nothing else. Nothing.
I didn't even notice that. They don't go anywhere.
They don't go anywhere.
And then they go within 50 feet of Planet Zero where the pod lands.
The only time they go out in this movie is when they go and try to find Reed Richards. Okay, Reed Richards, by the way, spoiler, escapes the military base. And he's been on the lam for a year. Trying to find out what's going on with his power.
Getting all stretchy and whatnot. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Trying to harness his powers, as it were. So
trying to get street cred.
Harness his powers. Yeah, he's by the way, he's so good at harnessing his powers at this point that now he can change his face. So, but yet he cannot harness it enough to try and rescue his friends or his family.
Or stretch at will.
Right, he can't do it. But yeah, it's bad. It's very bad.
So basically, the best Fantastic Four movie that's ever come out is The Incredibles.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the original 2005 Fantastic Four is better than this by leaps and bounds.
But I still take The Incredibles over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Anyway, gentlemen, there's a couple stories in here. Alika, I hope you can chime in on this. Couple of things happening in the nerd world, as it were. A couple of interesting stories that deal with, first off, some interesting stuff regarding Vertigo Comics. I have never read this series. I don't know about you, gentlemen. It's a famous series called 100 Bullets. Tom Hardy is attached, and if I'm not mistaken, he's actually producing the film as well. So, 100 Bullets is the name of the comic. Have you guys ever read it?
I haven't.
Have not read it?
It's a Brian Azzarello series, if I'm not mistaken. It's a very popular series, and they've been trying to make it a movie for a while now.
And the writer's Azzarello, right? Brian Azzarello?
For the book, yeah.
Right, and he's also the guy who wrote The Killing Joke, yes?
No,
who am I thinking about?
The Killing Joke is Alan Moore.
Alan Moore and
Brian Boland.
Thank you. Sorry.
Typical crime thriller type of series.
What do you know? Do you know anything about 100 Bullets?
That's about all I know is that it's a crime thriller.
It's a whole series.
It was in the early 90s.
Right. I'm just wondering why it would be tapped. It must have been some kind of really good comic, as it were. So, you know.
It hasn't been out for a while, too, so I don't know what they're building off of, because it's not a blockbuster type of storyline to do in a movie.
Right, and Vertigo is DC's secondary line of comics.
Not
secondary,
it's more independent.
Line.
Let's not use the term secondary, because that means lesser than.
Sorry.
And Preacher came out of Vertigo. So
that is true.
Let's pay some respect
to it. I love The Preacher, and I cannot wait to see the AMC series for The Preacher.
I'm on the fence with that one since Seth Rogen's involved.
I agree. I completely agree.
Because I know when I saw what he does with Green Hornet, that made me like, what are you going to do with Preacher, sir?
Green Hornet, don't get me started.
Hands off!
That was actually the first horrendous comic book movie, and then
now Fantastic Four.
Now Fantastic Four is, without a doubt. So, anyway, 100 Bullets is coming out to a theater near you in the near future.
It's interesting that Tom Hardy's attached to the hip with Warner Brothers.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Because, it was in Dark Knight Rises, he was almost in Suicide Squad. He was just in Mad Max, and now they got him attached to this thing.
Well, this is being done for New Line, which, of course, is still, an offshoot
still
of Warner
the same
Brothers.
Thing,
it's
the same thing.
It's the same stinking thing. So, yeah. So, moving on from that, if you guys know more about 100 Bullets, let us know. We want to know if it's a good series, if you can't wait to watch the movie. Secondly, moving on to something from our youth, Winona Ryder happened to be on Late Night with Seth Meyers. She was doing an interview with Seth Meyers, and guess what? She has divulged that it's been confirmed by herself and, according to her, Tim Burton, that Beetlejuice is getting a sequel, and she's in it. Beetlejuice.
Is she really
Thank you.
Is she really in any position to know for sure that movie is actually getting made?
Okay,
the last time I've seen her in anything, it was in the Star Trek cameo where everybody's just like, she looks familiar.
Oh, that's right. She was
Spock's mom. It was a wasted cameo because nobody even realized it was her. Yep. Most people didn't realize it was her.
All I know is this: is that in the interview, which is posted on Facebook.com/nerdwatch. She does say that she was watching an interview where Tim Burton was promoting Big Eyes, and he let slip, Tim Burton let slip, that Beetlejuice was actually happening. So she said she wasn't breaking anything. She was just saying that she was just going off of what he said in an interview. So, I don't know. Do we need a Beetlejuice sequel, to be honest?
I'm fascinated with what a Beetlejuice movie would be like with Michael Keaton at his age now.
Michael Keaton is apparently attached, according to Wynonna.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do anything with Tim Burton.
I'm sure he will.
He hasn't worked with Tim Burton in a while, but I gotta say, just on that level alone, just to see Michael Keaton play a character now.
You think Alec Baldwin will come back?
They wouldn't really need to bring back the, what was it, the Maitlands? There's almost no real reason
for that. But why do you need to bring Lydia Deetz back?
That's why I feel like Winona Ryder is probably just thinking she's probably involved on some level. Like, I don't know. I don't know anything about how involved her character's supposed to be, but I just look at it like, if it ain't Michael Keaton and Tim Burton, the inference doesn't come directly from them, and there's no actual movie announced by the studio, it's still one of those things that's in flux.
Well, it was a cartoon for like 5 years. Yeah. So there's...
Was it good, though? I never
loved it. It lasted 5 years.
The TV show one? Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Really?
And a lot of Netherworld or Nether region. Mm-hmm. What is it called? The Underworld?
The Nether region?
All those cartoons.
Was it called the Nether region?
No, it wasn't. It should have been, though, right?
That was all hair and stuff.
I think that Michael Keaton would be more than happy to do something a little different now, considering he's got all of this cred from Birdman, which was... essentially kind of a... How can I put it? It was almost...
It was Barry Worth's favorite movie?
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, actually, he didn't like it.
He didn't like it. I didn't either. But it felt like a slap in the face because we thought we were getting like a full superhero movie. But it turned out to be this ridiculous art film. And, you know, he got all kinds of accolades for it. So maybe he's going back to having fun in the movies again, which would be kind of neat, I think. And I think he could do it.
I love Multiplicity. That was one of my favorite movies. I know that... That's not a very popular opinion.
I love that movie.
It was good. It's like 20 years old, but it's good.
That's a Harold Ramis movie.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's a Harold Ramis movie.
One of my favorite lines is in that movie. Did you buy me a monkey? It kills me every time he says that.
Steve.
I haven't seen that in forever, so I will look that up. Multiplicity.
It's watchable.
Andie McDowell, too, right? She's the wife.
It's not a sci-fi movie, but it kind of is.
Yeah,
like the idea of cloning yourself, and then, like each time he does it, it's a different personality. But then one of the copies makes a copy of themselves. Yeah,
right.
The DNA starts to degrade.
Yeah. It's like when you copy over a tape.
Yeah. They even say it like that, so it gets a little less,
How long has it been since you've seen it?
Probably about 5 or 10 years.
I'm wondering if the effects still hold up.
Sure, why not?
Well, it's like that split screen where he's talking to himself.
Yeah, I mean, they put him back to Future 2, and that was almost a decade before that.
That is true. Yeah. Good point. I wasn't going to bring this up, but speaking of Back to the Future, I'm glad you brought it up. The documentary about the Back to the Future series has somebody that's going to release it on video. It's a documentary by Gravitas Ventures, I believe, and they're doing it's called Back in Time. And it's a documentary about the making of Back to the Future.
They spent a lot of time on that title, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Hey, listen, I get most of my titles from Huey Lewis and the News songs. It's awesome. I love Huey Lewis and the News.
It'd be a shame if it wasn't in that fancy box set that's coming out.
It would be kind of a bummer. Apparently, there was some rights issues.
I'm sure there was.
So, but finally we're starting to see inklings of it. Apparently, it's a very good documentary. So... Speaking of documentaries, not to call you out here, Gannon. I would like to know where the Superman doc is.
Oh, it's at my house. I'm at right now.
Okay. Just checking. Are we going to be previewing that?
Of course we are. All right.
Good.
Just got to pick a time.
All right, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Cool. All right. Now, since we're on ghosts with Beetlejuice and things, I thought I'd bring up another guy who's kind of a ghost in the movies as well, because we rarely ever see him. Bill Murray. Gannon posted a story on the Nerdwatch dealing with the one and only Bill Murray being involved with the all-female casted Ghostbusters film. He is in New York, and he is shooting...
They're shooting in Boston. They're shooting in Boston for New York.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Wow, so they're shooting in Boston for New York.
To pretend it's New York.
Oh, okay, okay. So they're in Boston right now.
Another slap in the face.
It's not NYC.
Like, everything about the movie just feels like they're not, they don't, you know, it's trading off the original movie, but not really capturing it.
Right.
But, I mean, we don't know. Until we see a trailer or whatever, we don't really know what they're doing.
Well, let's put it this way. They have so much moxie when it comes to this that the ladies are in full uniform visiting children's hospitals, masquerading as Ghostbusters. Can I be angry about that or no?
Them going to children's hospitals?
I don't understand that. Like, what kid is going to know who they're supposed to be?
That's what I said!
This the only ones that are going to geek out are the parents.
Right, right, right. And one kid, like, exactly. Unless you have Bill
Murray. You guys love Ghostbusters? Check these guys out.
They're nothing like and Ghostbusters.
And then the kids are like, but hey, that's not...
What? And the only one of any notoriety that people would notice off the street is, what's your face?
Right.
From Tammy.
Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. You just named her worst movie. You didn't go Bridesmaids. You didn't go
I went with the newest.
You went with the most horrible Melissa McCarthy movie ever in Tammy. Oh, what a piece of garbage that is. By the way, she's getting a lot of... she's becoming oversaturated in the market, kind of like Seth Rogen, I think, at this point. So, I don't know. But anyway, getting back to the point. Having Bill Murray in this film... He made...
Hold on. It's even one step worse than that. His scene is with Dan Aykroyd, is what I've understood.
No!
Which, to me, also means Ernie Hudson must be like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell? Are there only three guys left?
Here's the thing.
Thor supposed to be, like, the secretary?
He's the Janine character.
So it's completely gender-switching?
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing, is that I don't know... Harold Ramis, before he passed, was working with Dan Aykroyd intently on a script.
For over 10 years.
Several scripts for Ghostbusters. And Bill Murray was like the hardest guy to get on board.
He hedged for the longest time.
Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Harold Ramis finally gave up the ghost, as it were.
Bill Murray even said in an interview that he felt like he owed Harold Ramis a favor. For all like the work that they've done with like the ones Harold Ramis has directed,
yeah,
he even said that he owed Harold Ramis a favor, so he might look at it. But then Harold Ramis died, so he never ended up doing it.
Horrible. So now, does he think he's paying him back now by doing this crappy reboot sequel thing?
I know it's just gonna be liner after liner. It's not even gonna be.
I don't know.
It's just gonna be comedians going. Off each other.
I don't know.
To me, it almost seems like it's going to be a parody of the original films, not an actual f***ing movie that honors the franchise.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to me that he would even, I don't know, Bill does whatever Bill wants.
He doesn't even have an agent, from what I understand.
No, he doesn't.
He has like this weird 1-800 number to call. I read about it someplace. Like, it's a weird way to contact him to make movies.
Yeah, and that's what... Yeah, he has an 800 number. If you want to make movies, you don't drop off scripts. You give him a call and think...
Yeah, and if he answers your call, then maybe he'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly... This is the same thing
So how'd they get him to do 2 Garfield movies? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure that Wes Anderson is the only guy that has him on speed dial at this
point.
Yeah,
for sure.
So...
He has a niece or a nephew that called him and was like, please do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this, what you said off the air about this, Gannon, was correct. I feel like it is a slap in the face, a little bit, to Harold Ramis and to what they've been working on for 10 years with Dan Aykroyd. I don't know. I mean, because Bill was kind of the catalyst. He was, you know...
The only reason we never got a Ghostbusters 3 in the last 15 years is because of him.
Yeah, exactly.
And now he just shows up in this thing. Change of heart.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he feels like he owes, like you said, maybe he owes Harold this or something.
Or honestly, maybe Sony's just looking at it from the point of view is like, this movie has so much bad publicity, let's find anything we can get to keep people showing up.
That's a good point.
They probably threw a ton of money at him just to do it.
Please do this and we'll let you do anything else you want.
We'll finance your next 5 movies if you do this one.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That would make sense. That actually kind of does make more sense than what I'm thinking. Yeah.
That does sound like a Sony power play.
I would assume so. I mean, that is quite a lucrative That's a lucrative property for them.
Like you just said, you brought up the visit to the hospital. All of a sudden, Bill Murray's there. It does kind of feel like they're starting to turn the gears on the PR machine to get people back on board with this movie,
mm-hmm. right? Because no one at this point, no one is.
That publicity shot that came out, nobody responded well. And pictures of the car came out, nobody responded well.
And the proton packs,
like virtually everything that came out from the very start, even when they announced the cast or the fact it was even going to be an all female cast, it's just been bad publicity all the way around.
And they even canceled the all male version of this as well, yep. from what I understand.
Well, because they want to see how this one plays first.
So, yeah, I don't know. I really hope that this bodes well at least for Harold Ramis. Harold Ramis's, you could say, his spirit, as it were, being in this film, at least there's something there. Maybe there's something for Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray to do. I don't know.
Even the Statue of Liberty is not happy. She's not singing, walking down the street. Ever.
Well, like I said,
all the negative energy is going to come back.
Ghostbusters right. 2 is an underrated classic. As a matter of fact, I think we should do a commentary for that movie because that movie's great.
Doesn't have one.
That does not have one, and we should do one for sure. Speaking of that, gentlemen, I wanted to get, since we are in August, I haven't posted it yet. I wanted to see what we wanted to do as far as a commentary because I was going to post. I was either going to ask the Nerd Watch or I was going to post three different movies and have them vote. What do you guys think we should do?
Garbage Pail Kids, the movie.
Man, if I had a copy, I might want to do it.
Oh, I've
got. Oh, Alicia's got a copy. You've got a copy. Scotty D's got a copy. Good Lord.
Scream Factory is actually putting that out as a special edition Blu-ray.
No way.
They announced it a while back. I don't know what's going to be on it, but they already announced it.
That is a horrendously...
I vote for Akira.
...bad movie.
I think that has a...
That does have a commentary.
That probably has tons of commentary.
It absolutely does.
I just want to watch it.
Akira!
All I ever hear in that movie is I never hear Akira. All I hear is Kaneda. Yeah. That's all I hear is Kaneda, 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 Kaneda. That's all I ever hear.
Or do you guys only do commentaries for bad movies?
We don't. We do commentaries for movies that don't necessarily have commentaries. So that's how Scott. So since Scotty D's not in the know here, what we do is we take films, say like Ghostbusters 2,
mm-hmm.
or Escape from L.A.
Oh, and first those, or second? Oh no, the
Escape
other one
from L.A. is the second. And we take those movies and we do commentaries on them because no one else does. So we did Demolition Man last month.
Oh.
Yeah, we did. We did. So, it you know, people watch it along with the movie and that's really it's really kind of fun. So, we'll figure it out off the air. But I was debating whether or not to just say, what movie do you want to watch? Or just put up three movies and go, you guys vote on these three. So, I'm consulting the two of you.
Let's keep it interactive. Let's throw three choices out there and see what everybody else thinks.
Cool, done deal. We'll do it that way. All right. Well, lastly, in nerd news this evening. Excuse me, my clock's all screwed. Two last things that I wanted to bring up. One, Constantine lives again through the CW. Matt Ryan is reprising his role from the NBC series that got canceled, and he's headed to Arrow with Stephen Amell.
Cool. Everybody saw that kind of in the works. The gears were turning. I had a feeling that was going to work out.
Well, right now it's a one-episode stint, so maybe if this turns out to be something, it'd be kind of cool to have him in the universe.
Well, my theory is probably going to... I think he'll be that character that appears in all the shows. He might pop in on Flash, he might pop in Legends of Tomorrow,
Cool.
He might be a guy that pops into all of these things. Well, and if it proves to be popular, they might consider
something. They were hinting at Justice League Dark, too, before the Constantine, and that's a way to tie him into everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that was my next point, ironically enough that you bring it up. Since they canceled the George Miller Dark, the Justice League Dark, maybe this is a way the television is going to pick up on that and use Constantine as momentum to make...
Yeah, maybe we get a couple of the extra
Justice League
characters.
Dark, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which would be
Swamp
really cool.
Swamp Thing or Dead Man or somebody.
If we get Swamp Thing, I'm going to lose it.
Right?
That would be awesome.
Maybe if DC took a cue from Marvel, did a Netflix Swamp Thing series, I'd be on that.
I would be all over that. I am such a huge fan of the Wes Craven movie. For as bad as it is, I actually enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. Well, I watched it as a kid, too, so it's hard to... I haven't gone back and watched
it. Scared me, too, when I was a youth.
What tripped me out was that scene where the lady ate that piece of whatever. It was a little... I had a feeling I was watching something that was a little too sexual for my child eyes.
Oh, yes.
You remember where she, like, partakes in nature with Swamp Thing and they have, like...
Oh, yes! You know what I mean? Right. Like, it was a little...
Like, he hands her this, like, phallic-looking little stick and she bites it and...
Yes.
Like, I was a kid when I saw that and I was like, that doesn't seem
That doesn't
correct.
Look good at all. I would totally... I hope that CW is setting up for something like that to do the... Justice League Dark. That would be great. Now, you know, Guillermo del Toro is off of it. It'd be fun to just have those guys around and just have them in your back pocket. So, you know, the CW could do that. And with casting of Matt Ryan, this is what I didn't understand. Matt Ryan was good as Constantine.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no problem with him. And
there
it was
no
just,
see. People were defending that show. Yeah. They did not want to see it canceled. Just it was, didn't have enough.
I think it would have done better not on NBC because... I watched a couple episodes. I wasn't, like, grabbed by it, but I think it's because it was on network television.
I think if they made it more of a limited series format, it might have worked out.
I think you're right. I think if they had said this is going
to
be...
Not a full season, just maybe something shorter.
I was hoping it would go to, like, Netflix or something like that.
Well, right now, Netflix has got its hands full with not only Daredevil and the whole Marvel Universe, but it also has its hands full with international television at this point that they're trying to produce. They're producing international television along with the Wachowski brothers since 8... and things of that nature, so which I haven't seen, by the way, which I heard is really good once you get past the first two episodes.
Once you can trudge through the introduction of everybody, it really starts to flow.
That's what I've heard. Series. They said the first two episodes are the toughest to get through, but he said after that, it's
the last three episodes are like nonstop. It's awesome.
Dang it. I can't wait to see this movie then. I mean, this series then, since 8.
And it's got a season 2 coming out.
It got the green light for the first season 2.
It's fine. Greg's never going to see it.
I'm never going to watch it. That's true.
But he'll never finish it.
I'll never finish it. Thank you. That's what will happen. I'll watch it and never finish it. Speaking of not finishing anything, David Lynch is back in the news. Gannon posted this story as well. Speaking of television and series, a totally nerdy show from back in the day, Twin Peaks, is being produced for... Showtime. Mm-hmm. And not only that, according to the story that Gannon posted, David Lynch is going to be directing every single episode of that series.
Oh.
And this is going to be season... They're considering this season 3 of Twin Peaks. Is that not correct?
No, that's correct.
As a fanboy of David Lynch, I'm stoked. That's super exciting.
I didn't expect to see Twin Peaks come back. Out of all the shows that have been like a fan favorite, I would not have ever expected to see Twin Peaks come back.
Not at all. Not at all. And as a matter of fact, it's coming back next year.
Tentatively.
Was it still tentatively?
They're targeting it for it to be... I can't imagine why it wouldn't, but they're targeting it for next year. But because he is directing all of it, it's gonna be quite an ordeal to like shoot everything, edit everything... Plus David Lynch.
It's Lynch.
That's true.
It's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. But to be honest, you want him to take the time anyway. Yeah. You know?
That would be good. I mean, just the resurgence and excitement for Twin Peaks.
But they start shooting next month.
Oh, man.
Which is a lot of schedules to line up because a lot of those actors are on other things.
That's true. Yeah. Dale Cooper.
A lot of them.
Oh, man.
Because Matt Chinomic she just signed on. I think she's on American Horror Story now. She just signed on to do.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she just signed on to do that. But she's still involved with Twin Peaks. So to make that schedule happen, I don't know how she's going to make that
work.
Oh,
man. I'm very excited. Were you a Twin Peaks guy, Alika, back in the day?
I did not watch Twin Peaks.
Wow. That is an amazingly cool show.
Just watch the first two seasons. Don't bother with the movie.
Yeah. Fire Walk With Me.
Yeah, the movie is a mess.
Yeah, total mess.
Even for David Lynch, it's a mess.
Yeah. Twin
I think
Peaks
the only thing really David Lynch I watched in high school was The Lost Highway.
That's it?
That's it.
No
What else
way.
Is David Lynch before I watched him without knowing it?
Really? Yeah. You never watched Eraserhead before?
No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I knew of it, and you just never watched
it. Now it's time for us to educate you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not like a cinema guy.
Oh, my gosh, man. Eraserhead's a phenomenal film. David Lynch also did, not only did he do The Lost Highway... He did Mulholland Falls. He did.
Didn't watch that.
He did. He's the man responsible for Dune.
Oh, I love Dune. Yeah, but you know, everybody had their DNA on that lake. Jodorowsky, the artist behind it,
David Lynch lays claim to the two-hour 17-minute version of Dune. I like the extended cut of Dune. That's 3.5 hours.
I would watch it because I only just recently rewatched it and I thought it was great. And it was just, I think it was just the regular version, not the long one that you're talking about.
It's long. There's actually three versions. There's a 2 hour, the regular 2 hour. There's a 3 hour version, and then apparently there was like a 6 hour version that's running around like five. It's like five or six hours. Yeah,
six
that's what
hours.
I heard. That's what I heard.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, a big universe. You want to see all of it, but
nice. Why did they let him shoot through like 3 hours worth of or three movies worth of a movie?
I don't know, but that's apparently insane. It's out there. Japan released it on Laserdisc back in the early 90s. I remember seeing that.
Maybe Japan did a 6 hour version of it.
They added some kaiju fights.
Yeah.
it's a possibility.
That sounds
for sure.
More likely.
The worms got up and transformed.
Yeah, worms and Godzilla came in and
handled
it. That does make a little more sense, actually, now. That
about an extra hour of henshin poses.
Yep. Right. All right, gentlemen. It's kind of a slow news week, and that's all right. We're going to wrap it up shortly here, but before we start to wrap up things for the show, let's just discuss a couple of things first. First off, nothing too exciting coming to theaters this weekend, but we are getting two movies that may be up our alley. Not necessarily for the Nerd Watch, one more for the Nerd Watch than the other, but we have The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer coming out to theaters, and we're also getting Straight Outta Compton. And by the way, if I see another frickin' Facebook page with that Straight Outta crap on it, I'm gonna kill myself. Oh,
see, but people are at least getting funny with it now. It's like Straight Outta Bourbon.
I see everybody have it. I'm just like, okay, we get it. I totally understand. Stop it. And apparently it's working. It's a marketing tool for the film.
Picture
but,
of a guy sitting on the toilet, straight out of toilet paper.
Oh. That's awesome.
See, some people are at least rolling with it in a fun way, but you just yes, we know you're from Kihei.
You just hold up two cookies and go straight out of milk.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Sad face.
Be awesome.
The new promos for Man from U.N.C.L.E. look actually better than the other ones, though.
I'm going to tell you something. I am more interested in a Man from U.N.C.L.E. than I was before.
Yeah, the commercials changed my mind a little bit.
Yeah, they did. I'm with you on that, Alika, for sure. I'm very much in your camp about that. Guys, are you interested at all in Man from U.N.C.L.E. just to see what it's like? Apparently, it is a very 60s. It's more of a James Bond movie than a James Bond movie.
As they say on the new promo, it's a love letter to spy movies.
Yeah. So
what does it say on the ad? More Bond than Bond, or
more, yeah, right, or something like
something
that?
Something weird like that.
Is that something that interests you guys at all? Are you guys
interested?
Even...
No, will I see it? Yes,
you'll see it. All right. It's nothing. We have to go out and watch premiere night or anything.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's no Kingsman.
It's no Kingsman. I've never seen Kingsman.
What?
I just watched it the other day.
Is it good?
It's a pretty good movie.
Good, man.
Okay, I gotta watch it. I can't wait.
Mark Millar, right?
Yeah,
so. I know. Barry didn't care much.
Barry hated it. He hated it.
What was it? The stylistic kinetic.
No,
action?
it was the gore.
It was the
a
violence.
A lot of gore.
The church
no
scene
reason.
Was definitely crazy.
He hated that scene.
Well, it was meant to be. It was
yeah.
supposed to be the most violent, except for the finale. Supposed to be the introduction of violence because
yeah,
that's what was going on.
Yeah, Kingsman. He's the only. Apparently, we think that he's the only bad review on the Rotten Tomatoes because he's a Rotten Tomatoes contributor. He's the only bad review, so we always make fun of him that he brought down the score. So that's
even the very ending with the girl in prison in the jail cell.
Easy spoiler. No, take it off my hands.
God.
Yeah,
like you're gonna actually. Go
I'm gonna. I have it at home. I have Kingsman at home. I'm gonna watch it, but
he won't finish it.
No,
I'll watch about 45 minutes of it and I'll turn it off. But there is another film that harkens back to our youth that
Time
comes
Bandit.
Out as well. I love Time Bandits. That's,
no?
That's a great movie.
No.
I can't. I
don't
love
ever
that
want
movie.
To see a remake of Time Bandit.
Never. If I ever see it, I'm never
it's
watching
it. Like someone
it.
Doing Willow.
No. You a Time Bandits fan? You a Time Bandits fan?
Never seen Barry Munchausen. Did anybody watch Barry Munchausen?
Whoa, wait,
yes.
Whoa. Yes.
Gann has never seen Time Bandits.
Not yet.
If there is a movie that we could do a commentary for, Time Bandits might
God.
Be it. Time Bandits.
Does it have
him there? I don't think it does.
That'd be a horrible way for me to watch that movie, though. Just
<That's>...
With no volume.
With no volume. Us talking over
good
it.
Point.
Yes.
Good point. You have to see.
We can watch it up at the house.
I'll let you. If I find my copy, I'll
I
let
have
you borrow it. Oh, good. You will love Time Bandits. It's an amazing.
I have no
Tim
doubt. It's one of those I just never got.
Just
around
you slip past.
A lot of dwarfs.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Dwarfs are always fun.
They are a lot of fun. But anyway, there is another film that has that I guess you could say, was a big part of our youth. We are getting Straight Out of Compton. Oh. No, that's a good stop. Stop throwing me off track. Straight Out of Compton, about the rise and the rise and the dubious fall of NWA.
Was that a real fall there, dude? No. It was a large rise, and then they all just split.
Well, apparently,
then they had a fun feud.
No,
and
well,
then
apparently
Easy died.
In the promos, they make it sound like it's the rise and fall of NWA.
The rise and disbanding.
Well, that's what they say. And I was
it
not.
It looks like the rise and then the rise of Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I was not interested until 2 days ago to see this movie because I found out who's directing and I had no idea. F. Gary Gray is directing this movie.
I became tremendously
interested because F. Gary Gray is the guy who directed Friday. He's the guy who directed The Negotiator. He's a very good director. Is this something we should be watching to report on back in the Nerd Watch? Or,
not right away.
Okay. I mean, it is pop culture, but I don't know if we need to go to preview.
I'm going to go see the premiere night. I mean, I'm kind of excited about it. This was like
Are you
my
really?
Child. Yeah. This is my childhood.
Yeah, you got to do those kids 90s. Vaping through the whole movie. And
like the back in the day,
you were answering their, you know, their Facebook messages.
But here's the thing, though. Do you think that these youngins, as we call them, would even know anything about it?
Well, they're going to be like, they're going to use words like old school to describe it and like, you know, all this crap. They having never lived it, and it's just like so weird to hear that.
Huh? Yeah.
Because this is when we were kids and like.
It'll be the resurgence of gangs again.
Well, people are like, they'll look at like Jason Derulo or Drake, and they'll be like, "Wow, these guys are homies." I'm sorry to use that word. So
wow, so just so just flippantly on the show like that, Alika.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it is Jason Derulo,
but you know,
you know, that's who these kids look to as the gangsters.
Right.
And you're like, this is what we were listening to.
Yeah,
this,
right.
You know,
and what's going to happen is we're going to get an uptick in Raiders gear sales after.
Raiders and LA Kings.
Oh yeah, the Kings.
Sure.
It's going to be an uptick in
sales
for those
franchises.
Well, the funny thing is,
Dr. Dre was completely against this movie.
But then
him and Ice Cube didn't want to do the movie.
I did not know that.
They are. They were given so much money
that they were
to
like,
do it.
I mean,
they were like, all right, whatever.
Hey and guys, I know you don't want to make a movie aggrandizing your own rap career,
right?
But here's also this hot, huge pile of money. Under
yeah.
Like, why didn't they want
and to- now he's doing his own advertising going, oh, I've waited so long to do this movie.
What a crock.
I'm already worth $1 billion. Who cares?
Well, here's the funny thing. According to the reports that I keep reading about is that that Eazy-E is... He takes some serious shots in the movie because... Dre and Ice Cube are the guys who are leading the charge as far as the writing and
right.
telling the story.
Mm-hmm. So Eazy-E was the businessman.
Right, so right. Eazy-E takes a lot of hits in this movie, apparently, and there are less hits directed at Dre and Cube.
Well, Eazy's not around to defend himself.
That's true. That's very true.
But
so,
also in the feud like that played out in all those, you know, gangster rap videos, it, you know, they all made Eazy look kind of foolish. Like, only the real fans who were listening to the CDs really got a taste of what Eazy only had, like, one video or something on MTV.
Yeah.
Dre and Ice Cube basically ran the conversation over the music videos.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm actually kind of excited about Straight Outta Compton now. I'd be more than happy to watch it with you gents. You homies. Sorry, I didn't use the right vernacular. But I would like to see it. And if that means that, you know, I'd like to watch it with you folks. That'd be kind of fun, for sure. Listen, it can't be any worse than Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So,
we need to watch an uplifting movie about gang violence.
By the way,
to watch Fantastic Four out of our
just
minds.
To give you guys a heads up,
I'd rather
this
watch
movie,
Colors.
The running time on this movie is 2.5 hours. No joke.
For Straight Out of Compton?
2.5 hours.
Because they're putting full music videos in there.
Oh my goodness.
I hope.
Not a joke. It's 2.5 hours.
Oh, and on a side note, I listened to Dre's soundtrack, his coming out album, coming back out album.
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
It's terrible?
Really? Horrible.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, when you got billions of dollars, your stuff can be crap. It's fine. It's okay.
You don't care?
He don't care. He's making billions of dollars.
Well, he was supposed to be like his...
Hey, he sold his...
big grand thing coming back out.
He sold his crappy headsets that people use that I'm using right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, way to go.
I'm looking at...
Way to support the machine.
I know. Hey, these were a gift, sir. These were a gift.
It's the right. Apple machine now.
Well, listen, before we take off, we will be posting, or I'll be posting, which movie we should be doing a commentary for. I'll put up three. I'll put up a sci-fi, a horror, and a comedy maybe, or something like that.
I vote for horror. Okay, that was horror.
Horror.
That was horror.
Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
Horror.
I'm sorry. Did I say horror?
Yes, you did.
Said a little fast. You meant horror movie.
I meant horror movie.
Horror.
Yes. We eventually have to get to the original 1990 Ninja Turtles.
We will. The thing is that, unbeknownst to you guys, which I should share, is I'm trying to get Professor Barry back to do the commentary with
back
us.
Back into the fold.
Back into the fold to do commentary with us. At least do commentary. If he can't do the show with us, because I know he's a busy man, he can come to the commentary for a couple hours. So I'm trying to coax him out.
Can I put a vote in for Surf Ninjas?
Oh, I would watch that with you.
I'm speechless. Would you guys want to do Surf Ninjas?
Ernie Reyes Jr. in his prime?
Yeah.
Rob Schneider?
Yep.
I never liked that
Rescuing
movie.
The Island of Pazuzan?
Right?
Come
see?
On.
If you can put
I have it.
If you can put in Surf Ninjas, I'm going to put Blended in the
oh. I don't think Barry would come out for either of those.
I don't think
those.
He would come out for either of those either.
Still got to do House Party.
We do. Maybe I have to coax him out with House Party.
Yeah, that's the bait.
House Party would have actually made more sense for Straight Outta Compton.
That actually would have. Maybe I'll see
they
if I can
kind
get...
of tie up.
Because of how sort gangster of. Can play her.
Right, because yeah, you know. They are gangster. Yeah. Absolutely gangster. Right. So, gentlemen, next week, just want to let you know, next week, Tuesday, if you guys could prepare, all of you gentlemen that are attending next week's pod, the top five movies of the summer. I know we're barely out of August, but...
Homework.
But
you're giving us homework?
Here's the thing. There isn't much left in August to really talk about. So let's let everybody have a top five.
Fantastic Four.
Pixels.
Fantastic Four.
Okay. I get it. I get it.
So wait, so then by this notion, we should be doing top five and bottom five.
Let's do the top five, and let's just because...
Don't forget home.
Top five, and let's do the bottom home two. Okay. Let's do the bottom two. All right, that way you have your two worst movies of the summer and your five best movies of the summer.
You just want a list to put Fantastic Four on.
I do, and the shorter that list, the better.
I'm a big fan of Power Bottom.
You got to be a Power Bottom to be Fantastic Four.
So next week. Oh, and by the way, I just want to let you gentlemen know that next week marks the 50th episode of the Nerd Watch. So it's kind of an anniversary. 50 episodes.
Oh, feels like so much more.
There is so much more. There is. But this is technically the official 50th. Yeah, yeah, we've done a lot more than that.
This feels so long.
Are you counting the movie commentaries and stuff?
Yeah, well, no, that's what I'm saying.
No, just the podcast. Right?
Just the pods that I consider episodes.
Wow.
We're on the 50th episode. We've got a lot more, but it's the 50th episode.
And the funny thing is, this is the first one I've ever listened to.
Yeah, appreciate that, Scott.
Because you're here.
Really love
and you're
the support.
Probably not going to listen
Go
to
home,
it.
Holly.
I am. Wait.
All right, so next week, your top five and your worst two films of the summer. We're going to be getting into that next week. The kids are back in school. Why the heck not?
Now, if I don't go see Fantastic Four, then my two would have to be something completely different
than
you guys.
And that's fine.
So now I can't see Fantastic Four. Just to have something different from my bottom two.
Dang it.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Good nice job.
Not everybody's going to say Fantastic Four.
I see how you slyly got out of watching Fantastic Four this week.
I'll see it after I make that goal.
Well done.
Well done, sir. Well done. Maybe you can coax Silent Sean into writing out his top five as well and his worst.
Does he write? He barely speaks. Does he write?
I didn't know he wrote, and he's mumbling. This is insane. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
He just read his list.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Nerd Watch this week. Next week, we'll be talking about our top five and our worst two movies of the summer. Scotty D, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it. We wish you could be here more, but unfortunately you're leaving, so...
I'll leave for two more months.
Oh, good. Maybe you can come by again. Just not next week.
And just...
No, just...
I was going to bring DVDs, but...
I know, I'm remembering DVDs. But anyway, Gannon,
DVDs, not BVDs.
Sorry, Gannon, thank you so much for coming, sir. We're glad you got yourself a new future ahead of you, which is awesome. And I just want to congratulate you, and can't wait to hear more about what's going on with the minorities and such. So that's cool.
So for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Format, you and your artwork, amazing stuff. I can't wait to see more of that on the Nerd Watch. I can't wait to see what you're going to be posting. I'm okay. Sure. I'm sure. I like looking at it. It was pretty awesome. So, And Alika, big shout out to Alika, of course, for providing such a wonderful place to the podcast every single week here at 333 Dairy Road. If you happen to be in town, come down each and every Wednesday. It's a new comic book Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. New comics. Any new comics of note this week?
New Secret Wars is finally coming in this week. We had the new Star Wars last week, which is like Obi-Wan's between episode 3 and 4 kind of storyline.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Is it a good story?
I haven't read it, but there's been talk about it.
He's in remorse from dicing up his Padawan.
The very few comics. I read Saga, of course, but I read the new Guardians team up. It has Silver Surfer and Groot. What a crazy team up. And, like, I'm just hoping they play on that team up more, because you would never think that they would be a team.
Right.
It's a completely silent issue.
I was going to say, like, neither of them really talk.
Exactly. And that's why it's amazing. You just have art of Groot and Silver Surfer just taking on this entire military or whatever.
Crazy.
It's awesome.
That's enough comic book nerd stuff for the week. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. So check it out each and every Wednesday.
And I love having you guys here.
Hey, listen, we love being here, and we love just being around the comics. We certainly appreciate you opening up your this is your second home, as it were.
Definitely.
So Maui Comics and Collectibles, if you happen to be
I'm
in
here
town,
at least 4 days a week.
4 days a week.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. Have a wonderful week. If you happen to see Straight Outta Compton or Man From U.N.C.L.E., let us know on our Facebook page. We've been getting a lot of responses. People are liking what we've been posting lately. By the way, I don't know who it was. I think it was Blissful Harmony that enjoys listening to the podcast. He said he listened to the Nerd Watch Spoils Fantastic Four, and he said he wanted to thank us for saving him. So that was really cool. So big shout out to Blissful Harmony for that, for sure. Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen. Until next week, same nerd time, same nerd channel. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, boys and girls, we say to you, aloha.